Last time I was here on a Sunday, I started with some questions for you, and you were pretty good with your answers. So I thought I'd try you with another question today. I might find that this means you'll never invite me back again. I'll take the risk. But I'll give you an easy question. Can you tell me of which country is St. George the patron saint?
England.
Thank you. It didn't take long to get that answer, did it? Yes, that's right. He is, of course, also the patron saint of the country in which he lived, which was... No, not England. No. Palestine. Perhaps you can hold that in your mind for a few minutes. St. George is the patron saint of England and the patron saint of Palestine. Now let's move a little closer to our gospel reading for a moment. I think it was Wednesday, but it might have been Tuesday of this past week, we received an email to say that a box of fresh meat that we had ordered was being delivered that morning. Fine. Except we live in Hurstpier Point and we were in Scotland. We thought that we had deferred the delivery for a week, but obviously we hadn't. So we rang our neighbour. She was out. And when we had set off for Scotland, she was away on holiday, so could still be away. There was a bit of a panic going on. A month's worth of meat sitting on our doorstep for 48 hours. If you turn your mind back for a few days, it was hot and sunny at the time, till we got home 2 days later. Not good. Then we remembered a friend of ours. I'll call him Mark. He'd do anything for you. So a couple of quick phone calls and it was all sorted. He found the meat, even though when he first arrived at our house it wasn't on the doorstep. And he found it and he got it into our fridge. He declined the offer of the pork chops, which we offered to thank him for his trouble. His response was, "What are friends for?" But we will invite him round to dinner, which I know he will accept, as he usually lives on ready-made meals provided by his dad. And I know, too, that he won't invite us back, as he's been through a very messy divorce just recently, has lost his house and virtually everything else he had. I don't know, but maybe this situation was meant to be. A chance for Mark to have a decent meal, to meet up with friends, and even a chance for us to live out the sort of hospitality that our gospel reading talks about. When you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you. So, not many of us lay on banquets, at least not very frequently. And Mark is not blind, but his life is in a mess, and I think you can see the point. But our readings today are not just about who we invite round for a meal. The message is much broader than that. In the reading from Hebrews, we're reminded to not only share what we have, but also to care for the prisoner, for those who are tortured, to show hospitality to strangers. And then, of course, our gospel speaks of the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Those of us, and I suspect it's most of us, who are not new to the Christian faith, know this, of course. We hardly need to be reminded of Jesus' call to care for the outcast, the foreigner, the weak, the vulnerable. Jesus taught and lived this. And before Jesus, the Old Testament is full of the same message. So much so that when I first looked at today's readings in preparation for this morning, I thought, well, that's not going to be easy. I didn't think that because there was some complicated theological argument to be made, but rather there was nothing new to say. You all know that the weak, the poor, the vulnerable are our responsibility. It's very obvious, and you don't need me to repeat it for you. But look at our first reading from Jeremiah. It's not so different from so many of the readings from the prophets. Jeremiah castigates the people of Israel for forsaking the Lord their God. The people of Israel knew the will of God just as we do, but they went their own way. Just like the people who Jesus spoke about, who took the high place at the banquet, they had a great sense of their own importance, but ignored the needs of others. The people of Israel got it wrong. The people of Jesus' day got it wrong. And us? Are we so different? Are we the only ones who've got it right? Look around and ask yourselves, have we got it right? In the past week or so, there's been an explosion of St. George's flags appearing all over the country. St. George, patron saint of England. St. George, patron saint of Palestine. Have the people who've displayed those flags said to themselves, the Christian faith teaches us to show hospitality to strangers. So let us show our solidarity to the people of Palestine. Is that what was on their mind when they got out their paintbrushes? I fear not. In fact, the message is quite the opposite. It is one of strangers are not welcome. Something has gone badly wrong. And so I can no longer say, well, care for the weak, the oppressed, the refugee is so obviously a vital part of the Christian faith that I don't even need to say it out loud. We may say, of course, that that is not me. I don't paint roundabouts with St. George's Cross. I play for my part. I care for the weak. I welcome the stranger. I do not think that I am more important than others. That may be so, but we have a dual responsibility. We are responsible for how we conduct our lives. But we also have a responsibility for the society of which we are part. If our society oppresses the poor at the expense of the rich, if the weak are pushed down by the strong, we have to be the voice that calls out, that stands up for those who cannot stand up for themselves. The call to care for the weak and the vulnerable is something which we have to do on an individual basis and which we have to do in our society too. And although we know this, as the people of Israel found, as the people of Jesus' day found, and as we too find, this is not easy, and we often fail. So the only advice that I can offer is to repeat what I heard someone say last week. I was sat outside an ice cream shop in Ayr, and there was a chap sitting a little way away from us, talking to, I'm pretty sure, a person who was a stranger to him. And he just said to him, "God grant you the grace, because no one else will. Amen."